Okay, so hopefully you've gone through the reconciliation problems manually, and there's the presentation for how to use the manual sheets, the printouts. And so now let's take a look at a couple of spreadsheets, because the spreadsheets make life a whole lot easier. Now you can use Excel, Excel, but I use Google Docs, and I think it's a whole lot nicer. But that's up to you. It's up to you. So we're going to use Google Docs now. I'm logged into a different account that I normally use to create the documents. Why? Because if I were logged into my normal account, then I'd have instant all access, which you don't get. You get view only. So I've logged into a different account. So let's take a look at the first checkbook one using Google Docs. And what comes up is Google Docs, which is a, you know, it's an office productivity tool, whatever you want to call it, a spreadsheet. And notice it's view only. View only. Why? Because this is the original that I created to give to my students and anybody else who wants to use it. And so some people say, well, I want to be able to share. Please, see, anyone on the internet can find and access, no sign-in required. And then that's my other account, my home account that I use. So so here's what you have to do. You either have to do File, Download as Microsoft Excuse, I'm sorry, Excel, or maybe use Open Document, maybe use LibreOffice or what's the other one? Open Office. Use one of those. But the easier way, in my humble opinion, is to use Google Docs. So we make a copy. And we're going to call it that incredibly demonstrative original name, copy of checkbook one. And as soon as we do that, now the menus change, and there's no view only. Now I'm working on the original, my original, and not the original that's on the website that for anybody could use. Now it's your copy, and I'm going to hide the menus because we don't really need them. Now, if you haven't worked with a spreadsheet, it's not that hard, folks. It really, you have to play with them a little bit, and they're like big calculators. But definitely take business, whatever, I'm sorry, CIS 133. Oh boy, it's been a long time since I taught those classes a million years ago. And so here is a spreadsheet that allows you to put in the original balance and then see the gray areas here. These are formulas. So if we put in a check 101, Tom's groceries for $100, what happens is this spreadsheet here. See, it says equal sign. That means it's going to be a formula. F4, the previous balance, minus the check amount, minus any other charges, add any credits. So it does the calculation for you. If it were actually $95, then the formula would change. $150, the formula will change. Does that make sense? The function, or whatever you want to call it, the calculation will change. And so that's why it makes life so much easier. And then if you have a deposit, it goes into the deposit column. And then if you have any other charges, like a 35-cent ATM charge, you put them here. And now here's the cool part. If we have 104, maybe the 15th of August, 2020, to Justin, just in time. I'm sorry. And then the check is for whatever, $120. Now this is so cool. See, it's a little magic box. Now you can copy and paste, of course, but the little magic box will do it for you. And you see here, see, that's why spreadsheets make life easier, because this, the running balance, is the place that people usually screw up. Now notice on the second sheet is our reconciliation worksheet. We type in the ending checkbook balance, the ending bank statement balance. We put any deposits in transit, any ch outstanding checks. They go down here, outstanding checks. Check 115, 150 for, I should put it over here, check 150 for $109. It will total up the outstanding checks. Any deposits in transit, say 31st of August, I made a deposit of $400, and it will total that up. Now, again, this you're not going to see this too often. You're not going to see this too often. But notice, it then populates it over here. And then if you have any interest, you put that in. If you have any bank charges, you put those here. And it'll do the reconciliation for you. Is that very cool? I think so. I think that's very cool. Now, some other people say, well, Payano, you kind of did it funny. Why didn't you just put the transactions that were not in the check register in the check register? Well, you can, certainly. Of course you can. And you should. So we have a second. Hello. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got to go back to this guy. I'm sorry, my fault. And we have a second checkbook, which basically demonstrates another method to do the reconciliation. So I'm going to look at Google Docs, and then I'm going to, here's practice problem one. I'm going to show the menus because I got to do file, make a copy, and an incredibly demonstrative copy of checkbook two so that I have edit privileges. And I will hide the menus where as soon as there shows me, I'm going to hide the menus. And so notice here is the checkbook register up until what we had done. And then we just added in the transactions for the that were not in the checkbook register. And it's up to you, right? It's up to you. And then over here is the bank balance. I typed that in. And over here, I do a formula that subtracts and adds the amounts on the fly whenever I need to. So on this formula, if we take a look at it, it basically says, okay, whatever the bank says, here's my balance, right? My checkbook register balance after I've done all the extra transactions. But here is the bank balance, right? So now I take the bank balance, F16, I then add in the ATM deposit that was not confirmed, and then minus D6 minus D8. Let's go up and take a look at minus D6 minus D8. Minus D6, the one check that is outstanding, and then the other check that is outstanding, D minus D8. And I do the checkbook register right there. I do the reconciliation right there. So if this is what I have, this is what I think I have, this is what the bank thinks I have. I then, in this line right there, in this line, that's why I have the little, come on, there it is. I have this little thing here saying. In this cell right here, I then add in any additions. I start with the bank balance. That's, whatever it is. That's what the bank tells you it is, right? And then I start with the bank balance, F16. Here's F16. Add any additions. In this case, E10, right? E10. And then subtract out the subtractions, D6 and D8. D6 and D8. And yeah, here, the two are the same. If these two, this guy and this guy are the same, I did it correctly. So here's a couple of spreadsheets for you to use. And there are probably 22,000 or more spreadsheets that you can download for free. Maybe some have other stuff involved in them, but they're out there. So have fun. You decide. Manual. Do it first to learn how to do it. Then play with electronic means to do it. And you go ahead, use the app. But remember, they're watching you. Be awesome, dear students.